America. We can.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I.
Oh, I
better learn how to face.
She's gone.
She's gone. Oh,
welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You're not hearing Christina Staffo because she needed to step away for this segment. But this is when we always do the entertainment news. And we need to have that. It's part of the show each week, and you've come to expect that. So what she did was she pre-recorded an entertainment report. We used to do this back in the old days with the show, back in the days of black and white TV and Conestoga wagons. But it's not going to work anymore. We need to interact. That's what you're expecting as the listener. So she pre-recorded an entertainment report. I'm going to play it. But rather than just play it and leave the studio for 2.5 minutes, I'm going to talk back to it. So we're going to try something new here. This is experimental radio. We are just broadening our horizons here on America Weekend. All right, so let's get this thing started. It is time for this week's entertainment report. Here is Christina Staffo.
Well, Ed, I'm actually really excited to talk to you this week. We have a
stop right there. She's excited to talk to me this week. Shouldn't she be excited to talk to me any week, every time we're together? We're on the precipice of creating this major media empire, me and Ms. Staffo. She should be happy to talk to me any time of the day or night. We continue.
A lot of good information here, especially the fact that the second season of Serial, the podcast, started, and it's about 4 episodes in. Now, last season was pretty amazing, focused on the untold story of this boy who was put in jail for the murder of his ex-girlfriend. Now, it took you through the trial, documents, through evidence, had you listen to interviews with witnesses and, you know, people that were just closely involved with everyone involved with this trial. So captivating, and the second season I think is going to be really good too. Now, this subject matter for season 2 is about something that's a little bit more in the spotlight. It's about Bo Bergdahl, who walked off his post in Afghanistan in 2009, was captured and held captive by the Taliban for about 5 years. Now, the episodes, they draw you in, and I highly suggest that you check them out.
Okay, there we go. Now we got the first story in about Serial. I like this. This is working out. All right, let's see what we have coming up for story number 2.
And poor Peyton Manning being accused of taking the HGH. Oh no, he maybe took some HGH because of his neck. Well, you know what? Tom Brady's coming to his defense saying that he knows Peyton and that the allegations, they're all bogus. Al Jazeera ran a special reporting this.
Stop. Al Jazeera. Okay, Al Jazeera is now doing investigative sports reporting. This was the outlet for Osama bin Laden, and now we're trying to out Peyton Manning and a handful of other professional athletes. So, Al Jazeera. But if it's true, Peyton Manning, we could say goodbye to those annoying insurance commercials. Christina continues.
Information, so I guess we'll see how this whole thing unfolds.
We sure will.
And Kylie Jenner has a stalker. He tried to make his way onto her property. Oh my God. Was arrested. But then they put him in the psych ward because he's crazy. They put him in the psych ward. He escaped from the psych ward, was rearrested, put behind bars for 72 hours. Now this guy thinks that he and Kylie Jenner are meant to be.
Wow.
And you know those ASPCA commercials with Sarah McLachlan singing Angel? They're super sad, always showing these animals in awful conditions.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah McLachlan recently admitted that she can't even watch those commercials because they get her so upset. She also said that because of these commercials, she has like a whole new fan base and sometimes gets recognized in the supermarket as the dog lady. Okay, Ed, and in your weekly dose of nerd news.
Stop. All right, right then and there, okay? For the Sarah McLachlan thing, I can't watch that. My son even told my wife the other night that she had to change the channel, and even that gets to me. I cannot watch animals suffer, and that really just, those ASPCA commercials really get to me. All right, this is going very well. But now, see, here we go. We knew we would get to the nerd news eventually, and I have just a strange feeling the words Star Wars are about to come out of Ms. Staffo's mouth. Let's see.
We have an article here that was written in an Italian newspaper named L'Osservatore Romano. It's a daily paper in the Vatican State of Italia. The article says, and it's about Star Wars.
Stop. See. I've been working with Christina long enough now to realize that the world begins and ends with Star Wars. And if not Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, it's not far behind. So what is the big deal about Italy and Star Wars, may I ask?
You know I'm getting a little bit upset right now. The article says that the movie is not so good, not evil enough, kind of gives its opinion on the characters and I'm just so upset because the movie was so good And this newspaper, the critic that wrote this article is saying it's not so good. But don't worry, Disney. We love the movie here in America. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffa. Ed, back to you.
Oh, and there she goes. So I miss not having her here. This is so different. It's odd. It's just wrong. And it was interesting to be able to talk back to Christina without having her then talk back to me. Can you imagine if we did an entire 3-hour show one week like this? I would propose it. She would say no. Stay with us. More to come. Wait till you hear this. If you're ever trapped out in the wilderness and you don't know what to do, how to survive, there is one item that if you carry it, it may actually save your life. It is a piece of feminine protection. We'll have the story. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Kalegi, and that was Christina Stoffo, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Should you worry about your teenager cracking their knuckles? I mean, like there's not enough to worry about in this world, and now all of a sudden, your kid starts to crack their knuckles? Here's the science of it. Cracking knuckles, it's very common, and it's an annoying teenage behavior, and it's also kind of a mini stress reducer for them. So should you worry about it? Probably not. Is it going to cause health problems? Probably not. So what should you do about it? Well, you can mention it and likely increase the behavior, but probably the best advice is to leave it alone, and just like thumb sucking at an earlier age, they'll stop it on their own.
Is there anything that guy doesn't know?
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have an adolescent in the house, worry about big things, not the little things like knuckle cracking. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Robert, a famous artist, was paid a lot of money to paint a portrait of Frederick Van Pelt. Unfortunately, Robert died before he could complete the portrait. Now Van Pelt wants his money back, but Robert's heirs say they're not giving a refund. When this case goes to court, who wins? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
If Robert had died before the portrait was recognizable, the money he was paid would have to be returned. However, the Van Pelt portrait was recognizable, so according to the law, no refund is due, and that's the final verdict.